Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Friday, Oscar.
Friday.
It is Friday.
Woo!
And I have a question. You're a D.C. resident.
Yes, I am.
Have you ever heard of a guy called Arthur Cotton Moore?
No.
He is an 80-year-old. He's in his 80s. They're vague.
Oh,
they call
that
him
Arthur.
An octogenarian. He's the architect who designed the Washington Harbor. And he has a...
Boo.
Really not a fan?
No.
Okay. But he's got an idea that is going to be a game changer.
Oh.
You know, they're taking all these old metro rail cars off the tracks because they're bad.
They're
right?
old.
They have no propulsion.
Yes.
And they're going to just scrap them. And he says what would be a great idea is to turn them into housing for the homeless.
Ah, wow.
I mean, you've got a airtight... Watertight.
Yes.
Lots of windows might be good. So to get an sort of an outlook on this and the possibilities of this, we've booked an interview with an official Metro spokesman.
Can't wait.
Are you there, sir?
That's all. That's on its line of the Farragut. The door's open on the porch.
Sir, what? I appreciate you taking the call, by the way, and, you know, you're a busy work day.
Yes.
What do you think of this new proposal to take these older cars and actually make them into homes for the homeless?
Just a green line of Chinatown. Mm-hmm. So I'll go down to the West Ulster.
Now... It says that you're only going to be looking at the 4,000 series cars. Are they going to make good homes for the homeless, the 4,000 series cars?
Since Metro Center take going down National Harbor. Doors going up and out. This is the Metro Orange Line called Vienna.
Sir, they've technically been lived in.
Late for the chime.
People have lived in them already. So they've kind of been proven to be good homes.
Good homes.
It says that each apartment will be 560 square feet. Now, that seems like a small place, but it's actually larger than what Oscar lives in. Do you think this is enough space for someone to live comfortably?
This is the Red Line. Thanks for coming to D.C. Go to tourists. Confuse you. Jeez, doors will open on the...
You could also say they come fully furnished, because most of them already have benches that could be converted into couches.
Lots of seating.
Yes.
Hello?
We are joined by the official Metro Rail spokesman, Johnny Metro. Will the residents, when they get their homes, will they get key? Oh.
Talk about it.
When they get their homes, will they get keys or will they get fare cards?
Salute, General Lafayette.
Great question, Rob.
Thank you.
Will those fare cards provide the adequate security that these homes would need, especially in low-income housing?
Is it the Green Line? Watch out. just watch out.
Now, there's a lot of people don't know this, that there are hills in the district. We're on a hill right now in Glover Park. There's Capitol Hill, most famously. It is not a level city. What happens if the houses roll away?
This final stop is Ronald Reagan. Hey, doors open.
Some of the rail cars could be converted into entertainment spaces.
Yes.
The poles in the middle of the rail cars are pretty sturdy.
Enjoy your time at the Smithsonian. is open.
When you convert these cars, will there still have priority seating for the elderly and the differently abled?
If there's a problem, please consider, make sure you get your lost and found.
Cleanup in these little apartments would be great as well, because if you remember, the seats are made of a polymer that easily protect them from stains.
It wipes clean.
That is not a gang. Those are students.
Do you think that people, the residents that live on these metro rail cars, do you think... Are you with us, sir?
Yes, I'm with him in turn.
You like that, huh?
My favorite line.
Do you think when someone is living in one of these 560 square foot living areas, will there be confusion as to whether the doors will open on the left or the right?
Doors open on the right.
You hurt me.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was gonna crash. Hey, there's a winter storm. It is. The railings are frozen.
If donated, this could be an actual great tax benefit for Metro Rail.
Yes. Yeah. True enough.
I'm almost done with the bit, Rob. Answer
okay.
Ask me the question.
I have one final question for you. We've been talking to you for nearly 7 minutes, and it just bothers me. Is there anything you can say clearly?
Everything smells like pee.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Before your day is over, someone will say to you, well, you never know. Time will tell. We'll see what happens. That's for sure. We know that. It is what it is a very popular phrase these days. What the hell does that mean anyway? It is what it is. Has anyone ever responded to that going, I didn't know that. I thought it is what it isn't. I thought maybe my entire life is part of a dream sequence in the mind of a Komodo dragon on the Galapagos Island. People say, what was I saying? Oh, so even you're not paying attention to that. And I'm supposed to be taking notes. I think my favorite non-statement is I want to say. What time's that plane coming in? I want to say 9 o'clock. You want to say? Well, congratulations. I think you said it. What the hell good is it? What's the name of the guy we're supposed to pick up? I want to say Carl. So we have no chance of finding this person. Not to the best of my knowledge, no. Well, time will tell. We'll see what happens. You never know.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE, that's 888-920-6673, or MikeOMaraShow.com, online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today, we are delighted to be brought to you by Blue Apron.
Yay.
We love Blue Apron. You yum, will, yum. Too. They've got a mission at Blue Apron. They want to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they've got a great way to do it. They send a box to your house, and everything, including the instructions on how to cook it, is in there.
and it's inexpensive, and it's delicious, and it's not time-consuming, but it is home cooking, and it is the better way to cook, and we love it in the O'Mara household. It's fun. It's easy. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients with everything that can be prepared in 40 minutes or less.
Wow.
Good stuff, like pork chops and miso butter with bok choy and marinated apples. Mmm! Or spicy shrimp coconut curry with cabbage and rice. I've had a curry dish from Blue Apron.
Fantastic,
and they
right?
They know their curry. So it's delicious, so different. Eating is not only delicious but exciting. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook where they will make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and I felt it time to end the bit when I was laughing too much at my own material with the Metro
that's fine.
Conductor.
It's fine.
Which is that is not a gang; those are students. That is that was my favorite one. Anyway, it's
could I address something briefly
us.
That I saw
yes,
on Facebook
right
yesterday?
Yes,
it'll only take
not.
A moment. Someone posted, I think, in the fan club, why I give you a thumbs up during commercials.
Yeah, no, they don't deserve an
they
answer.
They don't deserve that.
They don't. No, don't cater
no.
to them.
No, I just
don't cater
them,
to
no.
them. I read the same
mystery.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, you're pandering. That's somebody
yeah.
who's
not pandering.
You got trolled. You're getting trolled.
Not
you're getting trolled.
We
absolutely.
Can't give them everything.
Yeah, don't give them. Keep
yeah.
that from them.
Yeah,
all right,
save that. That was a conscious decision on my part not to
really?
Share that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's oversharing.
I almost
that's
deleted
oversharing.
It.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't like fake news.
Oh, I see. Make the podcast great again.
Yeah. And see, we just helped you there. We
yeah,
we just helped you. By
you know,
you were going to share with someone, and
yeah,
somebody would be
thank
like,
you.
What else can I get out
I
of that room?
Say something about it. Yeah.
Yes.
See, there. Those dear. No, you don't
no,
find
no,
that
no,
out.
No, no,
it
no.
could
you
mean anything.
You don't need to. You, what's that? What
it
did you
could
say?
Mean anything. You have
yeah.
no idea.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I sometimes do thumbs down. Look for that.
Yeah.
I'll answer the questions. Rob thinks I do a great job on this commercial.
That's the truth.
What's wrong
that's
with
exactly what it is.
Positive feedback?
Yes.
We live in a world of negativity.
Yeah,
what's
come on.
What's wrong with saying you're doing a great job sometimes?
That's right. Inconceivable to that particular individual that Rob Spiewak may be looking at me and saying, way to go, Michael.
It is the podcast equivalent of clicking like on a post. That's all I'm doing. I'd say, you know what? We're into this commercial
emoji.
And it's going great.
Emoji. Yeah. Emoji.
It's awesome.
Were awesome. You going to go there?
Yes, I was. I was actually
going to give him a straight
no,
answer.
No, I was going to do a gag.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then we jumped all over you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, but you know what? We
but
got to the gag anyway,
the
so
nice
it's fine.
You're the
it's
nice fun. Guy.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Welcome. We've got a lot to discuss on the show today.
Too much.
Our intern, Mac, is revisiting us after being controversial at the beginning of the week and then celebrating a birthday with a great picture of a lobster. Mac, how big was that lobster you posted online? How big was that?
It was a 2-pound lobster.
2-pounder,
oh,
Mike.
Oh, you lucky boy.
Wow.
That's a birthday gift in and of itself.
From the Chesapeake.
Yes, not a gift for the lobster.
And did they prepare it correctly?
They did. It was a very good lobster.
You know, you can say you throw it into a pot of boiling water. How can you mess it up? But those lobbies can be, they can be screwed
yeah.
up.
Yeah, they can be dry.
You went to Red Lobster?
I actually went to a place called Shooter McGee's.
Shooter McGee's. And they yes. have that kind of lobster at Shooter McGee's.
It's a Wednesday
McGee's.
Special.
Hey, I'm going to give another thumbs up.
Oh, that's so Shooter. they have a lobster special at Shooter
up,
McGee's?
Yes, it was a 2-pound lobster for about $28.
That's good. That's
what do they usually cost?
Age,
I don't even
know
what lobsters roll.
That would be about the price of a pound and a quarter.
If you come up to the O'Mara, if you come up to the O'Mara, the summer White House for O'Mara, you get yourself. I get you one of those for cheap.
Four stars, Shooter McGee's.
Yeah, where? What
really?
Town is it in?
Alexandria.
It was a wonderful town this time
oh,
of year.
Oh, that delightful suburb of Washington D.C. That's wonderful.
I have the Batman series on Blu-ray, and I watch it occasionally with Robert because he has a Batman.
Alexandria, that delightful suburb of Washington,
and when
D.C.
I run into a 2 or 3 second clip, then that goes back to the morning show.
Yes.
It stops me dead in my tracks because I've heard it so many times. Alexandria.
Oh, that delightful suburb of Washington, D.C.
I love this one. People are funny online when they write the reviews.
The reviews of
yeah,
restaurants
yes.
is very difficult to get really credible information.
Someone writes, and if you have an avatar that has your initial or an egg, you're dead to me. But they wrote this. Great Wed Lobster Special. I do it frequently. Best in town.
Wow.
So the lobster special, I mean, that's it's great. That
you know, it almost sounds like it sounds like a loss leader. And what happens where Mac and his family screwed him, they don't drink. They're hoping people are going to come in there and order high-priced drinks, and that's where they're going to get their money. Mac, if you had a birthday four times a year, you could put that place out of business.
What did the rest of the fam have? What did the rest of the family have, Mac?
My parents had both had lobster as well. My brother and his fiance had steak.
The tennis pro?
Yes.
He needs his protein.
Does the tennis pro not like lobster?
He does not, nor does his fiance.
And do you get along with his fiance?
Yeah. I mean, we don't talk.
That sounded like a question mark on the end of that.
We
do you
don't
like the,
talk much. But
really?
You
don't talk much, and why would that
or
be?
Anything. It's just, I don't know.
Outside of her good judgment.
Is she stealing him?
Oh, no.
Okay. Bring me my brother back. You took my brother.
So you don't have a lot of conversation with her?
Not too much. I mean, it's just no similar interests or anything.
What does she do for a living?
She is a front desk. She works at a front desk at a nonprofit.
Oh, you know what you should do? You should call her the director of first impressions. She'd like
that. She'll love that. Mm-hmm. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
I was hoping maybe we get something more. Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
Mike, I'm going to save the show.
Save me from this conversation that I literally don't know how to get out of.
Welcome to my world.
Well, you hate his fiance. All right, so that's good. No, I
Shooter McGee's, Mike, not all great. An averaging 4-star review out of 5, which is pretty damn good.
That's okay.
That is good.
But this young lad said, a tavern that serves 60-cent wings, and they wouldn't let me in the restaurant without wearing a tank top.
Without wearing a tank top?
Because he was wearing
a
tank top?
And then maybe put on my tank top.
Well, and he's bitching about it? I love online reviews.
Rules are in place for a reason.
They had to make me put a tank top on. I wanted to come in with my hanging. There you go.
Were all of your family wearing shirts last night, Mac?
They were all wearing shirts.
Anyone wear a tie?
My dad did, actually.
Hey, nice.
Isn't that sweet?
How would you rate... when I hear this, I picture a bar, a pub, sports bar. I picture TVs and places like that. Was it kind of a casual experience?
Yeah, it was pretty casual. I mean, there were TVs at the bar. It was definitely a pub.
How was the staff, if you get my...
Oh,
slightly above average.
Really?
Do they wear, like, referee uniforms?
No, it's basic black polos.
Nice.
Know what? Don't you think
tight stretchy pants?
I'm not looking for Twin Peaks. Okay, I'm not looking for Hooters. But don't you think they could raise the bar a little bit?
Yeah,
just a tad.
You go to some place like a Buffalo Wild Wings, and it's really a disaster. It's just
it's
a
sad,
flipping disaster.
Well, you can't even get your wings sometimes.
It's true.
I'm like, hello.
But I mean,
just trying to give you my money.
The standard is at least not a T-shirt. It's a polo shirt. But the joint we went to down here, they were all probably in their late 40s and 50s, the waitresses, and they had them in white shirts with black tuxedo pants.
That's nice. And keep in mind, Mike, in 10 years.
That's classy, though,
and they were
right?
All
isn't
wearing
that
their,
classy?
I guess it's classy. But they're all
classy.
Wearing their little corrective shoes, and it just didn't, I don't know.
And in 10 years, they'll all be United flight attendants.
What was the uniform at O'Mara's? I think the statue.
If they play their cards right, Rob.
Training. We're going to have a brief. We're going to have a brief safety message on this United flight.
Yeah, sure. Oh man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached our cruising altitude at 38,000 feet. Would you please say happy birthday to Vicky, our number one flight attendant, who's celebrating her 75th. It's birthday today. Congratulations, Vicky. Great to have you with us.
If you get a chance, Vicky will serve you. Tell her congratulations. Happy birthday. Remember, Vicky flew with Lindbergh. And,
it might be the reason I watch Catch Me if You Can.
Oh, God.
It might be the reason I watch that so often, because it takes place, in the 70s, 60s,
the
70s?
The golden age, Mike.
Golden age of flight.
Yeah. It still was that that deal with the flight attendants. Not so much anymore. You still, once in a blue moon, you still hit the...
jackpot.
The mother load.
Yeah, but you...
We should be hitting the misogyny alarm button.
You know what? I think perhaps, Mike, perhaps you may be right.
We live in an age where Barker's beauties are Barker's dudes now, right? I mean, it's an equal opportunity, and I bet you in that same vein, there's some mommy blog out there that talks about pilots and how dreamy they are.
That's right, Joel Rogers.
The best pilot. Oh, Joel. Joel loves that new airplane, doesn't he?
He does.
Loves his new airplane. Nobody loves it. Well, and you know what? I'm kind of a phobic flyer who loves to hear about the plane and how big his plane is.
He said, "Do you know we carry more fuel than the entire weight of an A320?" And I'm getting out a slide rule to figure out, is this a good thing?
I know. Isn't it a little disconcerting when he read that? We read the same post. Didn't that bother you just because you're thinking,
I seldom read a post three times.
How do those get off the ground?
I know.
200,000 pounds of fuel. That is truly a scary, scary situation.
And I love Joel Rogers. I've had him to my home. I've been to dinner with Joel Rogers. I want to see a pilot that's a little more blasé about the statistics. I want to see him calm.
Here's the thing that got me.
Yeah.
Because you and I both obviously lingered on this post. What bothered me was the discussion of if there is a problema.
Right.
This is what I got from it. That those heavy jets, the big fat ones, okay, that carry all the people, that if there's a problem, they can't dump their fuel. I thought they all could dump their fuel.
Yeah.
But they can't on this airplane, and they have to burn, is it 100,000 pounds of fuel they have to burn before they can land safely?
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
So
I should just charge them.
You know,
that's when the 70-year-old flight attendant starts handing out the marshmallows and sticks. We're going to have a campfire. Everyone's in a smoking section today.
You're all going to burn up. Good luck to you. I read that and I said to myself, man, so you're just, you know, you got to fly that thing for a while, even a big plane. 100,000 pounds of fuel is a ton of fuel. I guess there are protocols for turning around and landing, but it's so heavy when it takes off that it's got to be lighter when that's weird. That's
scary. But you know, they've got it all worked out, and it's not even a new science. That what is that 50s disaster movie Zero Hour, where they reached the point of no return and they had to finish the flight because they didn't have enough fuel to get back? All that stuff is so worked out, and I know they are much more advanced than us, but still.
They fly themselves, Mike.
Exactly, Oscar. The pilot is really there just as a figurehead. Like the Queen of England.
Or that blow-up dummy in Airplane.
Otto the autopilot.
Yes.
But it is. It's an upsetting thought. It's an upsetting thought.
I take my kid out to the airport just to watch the planes a lot, and I will tell you, it's still, to me, when I travel, I still look at it and marvel at the process.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Those heavy things get up in the air. It's amazing.
Todd and I rode our bikes to Sandy Point. Is it Sandy? Not Sandy Point.
Gravelly Point.
Where they have the great view of the airplane.
And he said,
it's a great place for a gay couple to have a
date. Just two men watching planes
land. Lube Point.
And he said,
the Gravelly Point is actually that is a category.
It's on my knees.
By the way, if you want to see the Todd Moore Oscar Santana story, there's a movie, first run movie.
Really?
Right, it's called Moonlight.
Oh, yes.
So check it out.
Watch them grow really up good. Together.
Yeah. It was actually at dusk.
But so you ride down there and you watch the plane. That's
some
an
wine,
amazing
some
place to watch.
Cheese, more brie, Todd. which of your, I forget, because I always get confused. Yeah. Which of you has the bike with the basket?
You know what? Todd needs a new bike. His bike, it's time for an upgrade.
He should speak to Boney.
I told him. I was like, he's so big, Mike, that he needs a special order frame. He's so tall.
How tall is Mr. Moore?
I think he's 6'6".
About right. Tall drink of water.
Yeah.
Is he taller than you, Rob?
Much taller. It's disconcerting for me. I'm not used to people being that much taller than me. I had this talk with my father last
night. When he walks in my house, he looks like a giant.
Adrian walks in your house, he looks like a giant.
He's like,
is that a regular destination? Oscar's talking about a park, a public area where a lot of cyclists go.
And the gays.
And cars can drive there and wait for your special someone to land. And it's a great place to see the planes. Do you go there often to watch that?
So when I ride my bike, which is once in a while, right? Mm-hmm. But when we had these like wonderful, I think two Saturdays ago, it was like 75 degrees.
Yes.
I said, it's time to get the bike out. Mm-hmm. Got out there, and Todd's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just riding the airport, roughly 7.5 miles. And he said, Well, I probably should do something with my life as well. I'll meet you halfway, and we can just all ride down there and ride back, get some beers, hang out.
Great
right?
ride. It's one of the most beautiful parts of the city. It's really beautiful.
Right on the river. People should know it's off the GW Parkway, which is one of the most beautiful roads in the world.
And the path, like Rob just said, you're facing all the monuments.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it is nice and clean. The Potomac River is right there. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So we get out there, and he's like, how did you know about this? He said, when I was a kid, my father used to bring me out here, which is me and him, and I would watch the planes land.
Yeah,
it's and
great. So much fun.
My dad took me there when I was little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the planes land. So there's, as a kid, I remember my father putting me on his shoulders. And then I felt like if I was a little taller, my dad was a little taller, we could touch the planes. That's how that when you're a little kid, you're like, oh my God, we could touch the planes, right? Mm-hmm.
Really,
I said, Todd,
really
how does it feel for you? Because he's so tall.
Yeah.
Right.
He said, I didn't know you could get this close to these planes. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I could watch it for hours. You know, it's a weird thing. My phobia, where I'm afraid of flight, but yet fascinated by it. I've always wondered what kind of disorder I have where I'm looking at planes. And, you know, I could sit there for hours and watch them, but I'm freaked out when I'm on one of them.
I think that's common. I'm scared to death of wax museums, but if anyone does a post about wax figures, I stare at it. And I'm like, I hate that. I really hate that. And then I say, why am I looking
bats.
At that? No, it's wax museums too, and bats. And birds make me uneasy. We've got birds outside our building today.
Starlings.
Starlings!
Yeah, you got starlings outside. Bats is the one with this, you know, that's a standard fear.
Yeah.
Wax museum, I can understand that that'd be a little, did you have a lot of night terrors when you were a little boy?
No, I did pretty
little
good.
Robbie sitting up in his bed.
Screaming.
Yeah, I was actually.
I've wet it again.
That was before I went to bed. I was claiming my territory, and I was. These that was part of. I would
soaking.
I'd you know get up, wash my face, brush my teeth, wet
you
my bed.
Count the number of days that your mom hung the sheets out the window. Do you for all the other children to see?
My counting today. If you want a running number, I was not much of a bedwetter. I was a puker. I threw up a lot.
I didn't throw up a lot. I threw up at key times publicly.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Like I was
Mr. Reardon's car on the way back from Riverside Park and also on the steps of Catechism with a Hawaiian punch puke.
Wow.
My mom fed me that delicious Hawaiian punch and I yacked it all over the priest's shoes practically.
Hey, could have been worse. Could have been those really expensive Pope shoes, those loafers.
Hey, little Michael, can you recite the Lord's Prayer for us? Well, Father, I can't. Sorry about that.
Oh, you better send him home. That's the devil inside that. That's that red devil's juice, the Hawaiian punch.
All of the key saints, Mike, Paul, John, Linus, and Ralph.
All right, well, that's delayed enough. We have to take a commercial break, and I... when I come back, I'm going to have to handle this delicately because this is, you know, this is where I live, and we've been socializing a lot recently, and
friends
went kind of well last night until I guess because of what I do, somebody told me how much he didn't like the show.
Oh,
we'll talk about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara show. Yep, yeah, it happened. That's true. We'll see you in a minute.
Someone who loves you.
Hey, TMOS listeners. Dan O'Brien here to tell you that when I'm not busy wearing tight sweaters or getting Oscars coffee, I'm subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Package. The TMOS Bonus Package is the best way to support the show. You get an additional uncensored show every week. If you love listening to me laugh in the background during regular shows, you'll love hearing me do it on the bonus shows. It's an amazing deal, so make sure to buy the bonus package today. I promise, you'll be laughing as hard as me at the bonus show, or my name isn't.
Dan O'Brien.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Every month I love my texture and I subscribe. It's fantastic. It's time to support free press and real facts and magazines are your ticket to great investigative journalism. Some of the best writing I have ever enjoyed is in magazines.
Sure.
And that's why Texture is the best way to get your magazine content. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. It's an app. And it gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. I keep it on my tablet, my iPad. The Texture app is totally searchable, so you can enjoy the articles you want. It figures out what you like. It gives you daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. And visually, the photographs are so stunning. On one of your iPads or iPhones. It's absolutely incredible. On your laptop or tablet, your smartphone, it's really, really great stuff.
I find it easier to read on the laptop.
I shouldn't say laptop, I should say tablet. tablet or smartphone. That's
but I find it easier to read on my tablet because I can zoom in a little bit and I get a bigger font. It's easy.
It's fantastic. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you could have all of the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. Okay, no names, no lies. Going to tell this story,
okay,
you know, cryptically because I have to, and that's just the way I want to do it. But had a little din-din at friends last night, and it was fine. We've been there before. We enjoy the company of this wonderful couple. And then towards the end of the evening, the subject of this gentleman listening to my show came up, and it was all over the place. It was really all
in what
it
way?
Was kind of, in that he was talking about it, and he was talking about how he you know he tried to get the content, and then he listened to a couple, and then it meandered. But the long and short of it.
Yeah.
At the end of the discussion, there's no other takeaway that I could get other than he listened to it and he didn't like it. Look, you know, it mentioned that commercials. I said I have
commercials.
I have five commercials for
basically
an hour
to
and a half
right show?
Of content. It's
there used
it's
to
wonderful
be 24 commercials, if
yeah,
not more.
Yeah, I know, but that was mentioned, and then it was like, and then something along the lines of, why would I know you? And I said, well, you wouldn't. It's really, you know, a lot of people that have listened to the show. And then if they turn the show on to somebody, then we get new listeners that way. And that's why we continue. And suddenly I find myself in this bit of a defensive crouch.
Like a program director conversation.
I'm defending. And,
sounds
and
like
one,
it, yeah.
And at one point, Carla looks across and says, wait a minute. Are you talking about his show?
Ha!
And Carla was kind of incredulous with this. And I didn't quite know where to go. But, you know, I don't know if the bell, if they tried to unring the bell. It just was, it was, you know.
You didn't get a feeling of backpedaling or?
Look, haven't we all
humana,
gotten
humana,
it?
Humana, humana. Yeah.
Haven't we all gotten it where somebody has a, you know, gets a, you know, a drink or two and they want to kind of just give it to you about either what they listened to or, you know, that they tried us and it's a and the technology and it just was,
you know what
it
I've gotten?
On and on. It's how the and it's how the evening ended. And then it's what I kind of woke up thinking about today.
Yeah,
so
it's the nicest backhanded compliment I've ever received about the show.
Yeah.
Most it's all positive.
Uh-huh.
A colleague of mine said, I listened to the show and I said, uh-oh, what'd I say?
Yeah.
And right. He said, no. He goes, I enjoyed it. He goes, but I don't know if it's for me. And I said,
that's exactly what this guy said.
So I said, well, what do you mean it's
not
for you? And I said, and he goes, well, it's kind of quirky. And I said, well, it's not for everybody. And then I moved on because I didn't want
to
hear anymore.
You got to.
I was like, that guy's never coming to the party.
That's kind of, but if it just
I was
went
like, you know what? I am
on.
Quirky. Yes. Deal with it.
It is the quirkiest show in podcast. It's totally quirky.
Individual.
It's the
yeah.
way it works. It's
and quirky.
Not, yeah.
It's there's nothing. But the reason, look, you know what this is? There's a reason we have the loyal following we have. It is not like anything else. It is what we want to talk about. It is all
we
over the map.
We do what we want.
We do what we want like a normal, like if you were having a conversation at a cocktail party,
yes.
And you know, hopefully at that cocktail party, you wouldn't drink too much and insult the guests. Sorry. Sorry about
and then
let
there's,
it all out. Let
Mike,
it all
there's
out.
The other type that you run into. And, you know, there is no better person back to airplanes to travel with than Jimmy Cerrito. Great,
yes.
Great person to be on a plane with because he wants to make sure everyone's having a good time. Well, we were in a row with a guy that kind of looked like Fred Thompson, mm-hmm. A younger, more happening Fred Thompson.
This is a tremendous sleep that you provided for me, Rob.
And,
I appreciate it.
And
that.
At one point, Jimmy, out of the blue, does the guy says, hey, do you know what this guy does? And he points to me.
See, you don't mind that. When Jimmy does I want to stab him in the eye.
We may have had a few. We may have had a few drinks ourselves.
Okay, with a few drinks, you can tolerate it.
And he says, he does a radio show. And the guy says, what is he like? Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, well, I got that name was mentioned.
And
too.
Then
by the way, anytime I'm insulted, usually that fat ass's name is going
to
come
It comes into
up.
The mix. And then
right.
There's like, we finally extricate, we try to explain the show, and three times the guy says, so what is it, sports or politics? And that's all he could wrap his head around.
That's kind of where people come from.
And then the whole conversation, it just fizzles out, and there's three guys in a row, and there's dead quiet. And the guy reaches over Jimmy and grabs me on the shoulder. He says, "You know who you should get? Chris Collinsworth."
Oh, God.
And it's like, get out of it.
Yeah,
get
no, that's
out of
a,
it.
Welcome to Eject. The world. Welcome yep. to the Mauling of America. Mauling of America takes place on radio as well.
Yeah.
So it just, but it's our lot in life. It's the
listen
way we,
and you'll get it. Member, if you don't God, get out of here.
Yeah.
I had a family member back in the day, God rest her soul, no longer with us, that said, he's the one that does that awful radio show. That's how it was mentioned at
wow.
a family gathering. People, look, we know this, that the fact that you do this even on the lowest possible level is you get people, because you're in performance, we open ourselves up to opinions.
But, you know,
that's the way it rolls. Rolls at a restaurant. We're just talking about a restaurant. Restaurants get it too. That's the way it goes.
But it's great because occasionally you will get a family member that does get it. But I had a moment like that last Christmas when an older relative who I see once a year at Christmas comes up to me, and there may have been a few beers, and said, "Are you still doing that computer thing?" That was the opening sentence.
Well, see, I mean, it's just...
And then, bless my cousin Mark, he comes up, he says, "Oh, that successful podcast? It's great."
Right.
he bailed me out. But
you know what happens to me? Can I tell you what happens to me? And then I go into full insecurity mode.
Oh, yeah.
And I begin to do things that I normally don't do in a normal situation socially. I begin to vigorously drop names because I'm feeling so inadequate that, when I interviewed so-and-so, because that was part of the conversation, we're talking about somebody. It's just...
And you realize then, after the fact, you don't need to prove anything to them.
Well, no, but it was absolutely a perfectly nice evening, except for that, and that I don't know how to handle that, and I have to get I make light of it, and then at the end of the evening I said to the person, I said, "Well, you've given me what I love more than anything else, and that's material for what, because I'm going to talk about
this because
it's fun to talk about. It's
nice
fun
knowing
to talk
you.
About
yeah. later
it's not
you can keep the leftovers, Charlie."
It wasn't that bad. It
won't be doing this for another full moon.
It was
Saint Swithin's Day.
Yeah.
It was interesting, you know.
See you on the blood moon in 17 years.
Super podcast.
I don't know also if the whole thing about being, having the younger kid and all that. These people were very welcoming to us early on, and there are a lot of people that have been. And in fact, I would say the worm has turned as far as getting together with other people in our neighborhood. It's great.
Good.
And that's the kind of stuff that happens periodically. I don't know whether the intimate dinner gathering... I always thought it was perfect for me, that's the way I like to socialize, as opposed to nowadays the big
parties.
But then I'm thinking, with the big party, if you have more, say, than three couples, you can kind of float around, right? You're not
eight is your perfect number.
Eight is the perfect
four
number.
Four couples. That's really what we do with our supper club.
You know what? I'm going to take your advice on that. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Because think of the dimensions.
And by the way, this
it.
Couple that I'm mentioning, I'd be more than happy to have them back over, because we have a fun time, and they're funny, and they're smart. It's just at the end of the night, it was kind of prickly.
Awkward.
It was kind of like, it was awkward, and it was just like, here's the way.
Was it sudden, or did the prickles develop?
Let me explain. Wait. I want to explain.
Yeah, he wants to clarify.
Right on.
I got to tell you that at the end of the evening, when I get that, and this is my own paranoia that just goes crazy, when I peel back the layers, I think, did I piss this person off some way? Because it comes across to me as almost mean-spirited.
Why would you tell someone you don't like their show? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I know you, Mike. I guarantee you didn't do anything in that setting to bring that on yourself.
That was almost
agenda-like. I bet
Carla said I overreacted because I did. This morning when I got up with her, I said, Carla says, "Well, I should say something." I said, "No." And I looked at her. I said, "Honey, we're a target. We're a target in this neighborhood. Do not do that." And she said, "What? That's negative." I said, "No, but we're a target." "No, we're not." And then I had to retrace that. And
sure.
It makes it's funny. Little tiny things. I don't know. I don't know.
Mike, the guy that told me we had a quirky show was a guy that I asked about the program. Did you get a chance to listen? Because he wanted to listen, right?
Mm-hmm. That's fine. And then
I get
you deserve
it.
What you get.
Yeah, I get
it. You deserve
I
what you get
him.
If you bring
but
it up.
But out of the blue, if he walked up and grabbed me by the shoulder and said, "Hey, man, I got a chance to catch your show," without me asking him. Pretty quirky. Not for me.
This is a quirky show. I embrace the fact
Mike,
that this is
quirky. Why do you tell someone that unless you ask them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's a, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, he knew from previous dinner engagements that that's what I do, and he took the time to give it a listen. I just didn't need to hear that. You know?
Listen,
I
mean, dear, a lot of commercials. Sorry, we got to pay the bills, jackass.
Yeah, no, that's not be nice, be kind. You know,
maybe he would prefer Omericast.
You know what? My day started with that.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And ended with that. I said that to Carl. I said, my day started with that, with the, you know, with the whole Marcus thing.
Yeah.
You know? And
what is your
and,
prerogative,
and,
Mike?
And now, Marcus is, and I had a great discussion.
Yes.
And everything's going to be fine. I mentioned that yesterday.
Do you like quirky radio?
Marcus, you know, and then Marcus was right on to other subjects, like going to Carolina.
Do you know how I sell the non-believers, Mike? You know how I sell them on this podcast?
How's that?
I said, you know that show Serial that everybody, that America fell in love with?
Yeah, it put podcasting on the map.
I said, we're just like Serial, but without the same content.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's
and they're
perfect.
They're like, all they hear is Serial. All they hear is this this murder mystery. And they're like, oh my God, you highbrow creative genius.
Yep.
You're part
this
of that.
Could have been, look, this could have been a payback for, because I did something that was a little
payback?
Testy myself.
Oh, what did you do?
Earlier in the day, my wife had said to me that she contacted the homeowner that was having us over, and this person said, I've given up sweets for Lent, so if you want something, you know, do you want to, you know, you can bring it yourself. And
hey, fatty,
and
Carla bring it over said, yourself.
And Carla said, no, we're not going to do that if you've given that up. When nobody needs that. And then I insisted that Carla buy a chocolate cake.
Oh.
And that's what I will tell you about. And then we'll wrap this up because I figured something out. I ate my emotions last night when we got home.
I'm here and I brought cake.
Yeah, I did that. Kind of messed with it that way. We'll take a break. I hate my life. We'll be right back. Limo driver, Mr.
Take us to the show. Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was the last promo we recorded.
That was
and you said, I think we got enough, Rob.
Oscar ruined it, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. Convenient access to over $6,000 worth of the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created from world-class trainers proven to deliver amazing results. Beachbody On Demand, the largest community of its kind, dedicated to making all your fitness goals achievable. And it is so easy to get involved with it. Proven programs from world-class trainers, all accessible on any web-enabled device. That's right, any of your devices, you can get this content, this incredibly valuable content. No DVDs to worry about.
Right.
You can use it wherever you go. And I know, Oscar, you love it too. You're a big fan.
Yeah, so Rob and I have been working out just, you know, our general kind of cardio together.
Yeah, sure.
But we're all using our different programs on Beachbody. And it, I guess for me, what really opened my eyes up to this is you can do it anywhere.
Anywhere.
You don't have to have weights or anything like that. Some programs will give you that option, but you could, these ab exercises they give you, you can do it in your living room.
Something for everybody,
on
literally.
Demand,
yep.
Anytime.
Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has almost a million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free membership. Just text TMOS, listen to this, to 303030. That's TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform for free. Again, text TMOS to 303030. Beachbody On Demand, and we thank you. So the long and short of it is I simply... because
you went
we're
in guns
a-blazing
with a cake, I think, Mike. guns a-blazing.
He's doing a reset, Oscar. Don't cut to dessert. Pardon the pun.
I'm a sensitive flower, and
delicate,
as a
Mike.
Joke, I said, you know, let's go. She said, okay, it's time to go over to the house. I said, let's stop by the grocery store and get like a really gooey, great dessert. And do that, you know, just as a joke. And so we did, and I thought it was pretty funny. And we went in, and they had in the refrigerated section, they had a chocolate fudge cake with vanilla cake with chocolate fudge.
Oh, that's pretty
good. That's the yellow cake with the chocolate fudge.
Yeah, I know.
What grocer was this, Mike? You know I like to keep track of your
Publix.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah. Good outfit.
Publix. Publix.
You didn't want to get one of those New Orleans cakes?
Oh, king
on
cake.
Sale?
Yeah.
No, they didn't have king cake, but you know what they have? You know they're stocking up for the 85-year-olds down
what?
Here because they go bat for it.
What?
They're stocking up the briskets.
Yep.
They had the they had a bin of briskets because they're all
biscuit
like,
bread.
Hey, St. Patrick's Day, better get my brisket 12.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What happened?
Yeah,
string
wild.
Just
you know what I love when you buy the king cake? There's a warning sticker on it now, and it says, warning, inedible baby inside cake. And I'm wondering, as opposed to what other kind of baby?
Yeah. Does it really say that?
Yes.
Does it really say that?
Inedible baby. What? That was a movie directed by Clint Eastwood.
Inedible baby. Inedible baby.
This is really, let me tell you something, Jill. This is a delicious king. King cake. Stop,
that'd
baby.
Be a horrible way to go, too.
I know.
So, right? You got to explain that to your family.
And also, I think the baby's supposed to bring good luck, and if you choke and die, that's not good luck.
Oh. Baby and trachea.
We brought the cake, and they didn't. Carla didn't have a piece of cake. The lady didn't have a piece of cake. The guy that was telling me how he hated the show didn't have a piece of cake. But I inhaled the cake that I had. And then when we left, because this person gave up for Lent cake, I said, we're taking the cake home. And so, seriously, this
Mike,
is...
Mike, you always take the cake.
I may have had a couple of beers and a glass or two of wine.
Okay.
Enough so that when Carla... And this is like just down the street, but we had come from outside the community. So Carla walked because she's fit, and I drove the half a block to get to the house. And Carla was... I was still busting the guy's chops as we were leaving about, hey, I'm going to talk about this on the show. And as I drive, I catch up to Carla, who's just starting to walk in the door, and they could have heard me like three blocks down where I said, don't give the cake to the babysitter. Don't give the cake to the babysitter. Because Carla's really
like
generous.
Like Garry Kasparov, you were thinking three moves ahead.
I was thinking three moves ahead.
I want the pizza.
And then so I went in, and Carla and our babysitter, Carmen, are best friends. So it's never pay the babysitter and then pew, like the
right.
kids do. This is at minimum usually a half an hour, maximum up to an hour and a half. They'll sit there and they'll chat and they'll hang out.
Sure.
But the thing about it is, so I know that when we get, it's great for me. It's great for me because you guys know me. This is why it's perfect for me. When I arrive home, my responsibilities are completely over.
That's
I don't have to socialize.
Yeah.
I don't have to do. I can bam. I can just zip right in.
Oops.
That's what I wanted to play. I can zip right into the bedroom. And
so
and
Carmen
I'm
at that point is taking care of two Omeras.
She's such good friends with my wife that they're going to talk, and I don't
right.
have to. And like if we've had a couple of drinks and we come in and I want to just crawl into bed and watch some TV. But in this particular case, I was reeling emotionally
sure.
from the from being so badly hurt.
Dissed.
No, it wasn't. Not really. But I was. The cake was the bulk of the cake was in one place, and then they had a rather obscenely large piece triangle that was cut off to the side. And they're doing their, and I slide around and back. That's how they're. That's what I hear. And I slide in back of them, and I grab the wedge of cake. And here's what I did. Based on the fact that this is fudge icing with yellow cake, I remembered. Was it Farmers, Fishers, Bakers?
Yes.
Is that the name of the
yes.
restaurant?
Nice pull.
That dessert that I talked about that I love.
Your
so
favorite.
Bad.
Dreaming about
now,
that.
Now they put cocoa over it. I did not put cocoa. What I did was I put the chocolate cake in a bowl.
Okay.
And then I took some whole milk and, 1% milk that the little guy drinks, his milk, and I poured like a half inch of it in the bottom of the bowl. And I am telling you, I am telling you. I know. Now, hold
that's
on
like
a second,
Oscar. Leche.
You're not allowed to talk yet. Do not.
I can eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time.
I had to play that so Oscar didn't have to pass me a note.
Listen carefully. Now, first of all, I know that there are other people that have done this, okay? I know that, but I'm claiming this because I don't know who they are.
All right.
And I got this at the restaurant, and I'm claiming this as the Mike O'Mara. And I'm telling our fat listeners that love cake that are out in the audience. I have hated cake as far as a dessert item for most of my life. I'm not the biggest cake fan.
More of a pie guy?
I'm much more of a pie guy. But let me tell you, you can take any cake, in my opinion, and you can improve it. Stop giving me that look, Oscar. I'm trying. It's my life. I'm sorry. I know I'm not. Look, I am who I am. I can't help myself. And I was in pain. So this will make any cake. If you're not a cake person and you're more of maybe an ice cream person, you take a little milk and you put it in the bottom
of
the bowl.
You know what, Mike?
And you put your cake in there. Or you can put your cake in and then pour the milk in there.
You don't want to pour it over the cake.
I don't think pouring it over the cake is a good move. Mm. I think you can put the cake in and pour it around the cake.
Sure.
Like it's a sauce of some kind. But then...
A pasta bowl is what you want for this, for service.
Listen to what happened. Okay? The chocolate fudge icing almost instantaneously creates chocolate milk. It was...
Well, of course.
It was fantastic. You know, Oscar and Pony are just so not into this. You guys don't know what you're missing.
Well, Mike, I'm ready to offer this.
What?
I think that really for this dessert to work, what you need is not 1% milk, but perhaps just a touch of half and half.
No.
Yes?
You're making it disgusting.
No, it's not, and I'll tell you why. Here's why. Will you listen for a moment, please?
Oh, God, you're ruining it. You're ruining my moment.
I think you're right, Rob.
No, Mike, half and half is less fatty.
Tony, you're an ass. You're an ass.
Half and half is less fatty than whipped cream, and you would put whipped cream on a cake, yes?
It's too rich if you put half and half in. You're making it too... All you need is milk, and you could probably do it with
Mike
any
O'Mara's
milk.
All you need is milk.
It's my maneuver. What's your Big Owen Dukes maneuver? What's the one that you guys do where you take your shirt off?
When you're listening in talk radio, hopefully the Big Owen Dukes show or the Mike O'Mara show. When
eat a sandwich, you eat
with
a hamburger.
With your shirt off. Yes, but you're listening to talk radio in the car.
Yeah.
And you enjoy, and by the way, he's absolutely right, because when you go and listen to this kind of content, this is a sit in the parking lot of a fast food joint content.
Yep.
Right here, that's what you do. But this wonderful little thing I do with the... I'm telling you, it you're going to love it. It's going to take...
It's like a dulce
cake.
De leche.
Dulce de leche.
You know what cake dulce. Is really? Cake is a meh dessert.
It can be. It can be great.
Okay, but I'm telling you, most cake is meh.
This is how Mike O does
cake.
Meh,
this takes meh cake and I think makes it better. Now, look, do I know whether it'll be a slam dunk with, say, birthday cake and
spice
other types
cake.
Of cake, devil's food cake,
red velvet,
red velvet cake, ooh. Black forest cake?
By the way, red velvet, that's for rubes.
I love red velvet.
Of course you do.
I love it.
Yeah, of course you like it.
Because it's the trendy hot cake.
But I can only have a slice. Otherwise, it's too much.
That's right. And don't ever put any milk
on
it.
Cake. Technically, I had 2 slices of cake last night.
How thick were they?
The second one was the size of your head.
When you finished, Mike, when you finished, when you finished your second slice of cake, was there any possible way that the remainder cake looked like a Pac-Man, or was it more of a wedge shape?
No, but I have a follow-up that happened this morning.
Oh.
Carla came in. I woke up, shocker, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Because, after dreaming of cake?
No, beers my body was so ravaged, because frankly, here's the surprise, I don't eat like that on a daily
right.
basis. And my body was just going...
We have sound, Mike. We have sound of your body.
That's my stomach. That's my digestive system, as I did that.
Boom.
And the thing is, I've been feeling so much better physically since I went off that meds. I said, well, what better to do?
You got happy.
Put some poison in my system.
Sure.
So I woke up at 4 o'clock. Then I was up to like 5, and then I went back and got another hour of sleep, and Carly got me up. Carla comes in laughing and said, man, you were really into that cake last night. And she says to me, look what you did. And Carla,
oh,
Carla
that's bad.
Carla brought in the remaining cake that was left. And you see the 3/4 of this cake
Yeah.
And then you see a triangle where I had attacked it so quickly that I lifted off and left a layer. I left an entire layer of the cake in my zeal to get into the bedroom and start attacking this cake.
Oh, and that's something that you hadn't mentioned.
I ate it in like 30 seconds.
You didn't mention that you ate it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I ate it in bed.
Just like a steak.
In bed, like Elvis.
I ate it in bed. I ate cake in bed. Cake and milk in bed. It was
fantastic. Could you pour a little, lady? Could you pour a little milk on this cake, honey? Yeah.
Hey, Mac, did you have cake for your birthday?
I did have
birthday cake.
Yes.
At the Louis Skipjack's or whatever that place you went to?
Lobster McGee's.
Shooter McGee's.
He got Mike their signature dessert, the Boring Tort.
What kind of cake did you have at Scooter?
We had cake at home, and it was a basic vanilla frosting yellow cake.
Did the fiance come back to the house?
They did not. They were feeling a little ill.
Oh, it's another 3-star review for Shooters.
Well, they felt a little ill coming in. So,
what happened? Like flu-ish?
I think so. I think something was going around her office.
Oh, so. Did you bring that in here?
No.
All right.
Hey, Mac. Can I ask this?
Sure.
When you've been out socially with them before, have they ever had the same the same problem? Excuse?
Do they get sick a lot?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Might be an allergy.
No. Right.
Did you get any other gifts besides the lobster? Did you get a gift for your birthday?
Yes, I got new sunglasses.
Ooh!
What kind of, see, that's a, to me, that is a
solid
that's
gift.
That's a 10 gift for men all the time. Yep. What kind did you get?
Blue
get
blockers?
Oakleys.
Oh, very fancy.
Some really fancy ones. Good
fancy.
For you.
Are they orange?
No, they're black.
Oh,
did
always
you bring
color.
Them with you today, or are they?
They're in my car.
Oh, they're in your car.
Yeah.
Mm.
You,
meant for
can
driving.
You do me a favor? Would it disrupt the show? We've got
I think
a few minutes
it'd
left.
Be a great,
can he run down?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And do hustle.
Okay.
Yeah, go down and get them.
Hey, yes. Mac, and you don't even say this on mic while you go. I just want to know, did anyone at the restaurant, did restaurant employees sing to you for your birthday?
No.
No. No. That's a shame. I like when people sing in a birthday
I
at
do
a
too.
Restaurant.
Yeah. I actually sang, and I'm sure that that Shannon didn't appreciate it, but I sang to her by myself because they brought a little at the restaurant we were at for her birthday.
Oh, that's cute. Sweet.
They didn't really do the singing, so
well,
I sang
there's
for
a certain
her.
There's a certain tier that a restaurant gets to where they stop with the happy, happy birthday, happy, happy now.
So someone had to sing, and I sang to her.
You know, I think here's something that can be fun if you can master the dialect. Sing to your special someone in a Catskills comedian dialect. You know,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sheldon. Happy birthday to you. And do it like super loud and people will look at you weird.
You can go up to the same guy and say, did you have piece cake? He said, nah, little dry.
We're going to have this question is going to be asked on social media. How much? What's the ratio of milk to cake?
I'm going to say you don't want to go high. You certainly don't want to put the milk level to the half the level of the cake.
You'd break
you
the
want
levy
just
that way.
To have like a little half inch of milk down at the bottom, just enough to moisten the
third
lower
of a cup.
Level. And
I would say a third of a cup.
Don't Alton my bit. Do not Alton Brown.
Settle
my
down.
Thing
settle down.
By giving,
settle
by
down.
Giving
sometimes thank
you're
thank
giving
a helper.
Measurements. You're giving measurements. Well, you yeah, what, get the rolling pin and then roll out the lobster leg to make
one
it. One no,
sequence. He did five seasons,
you
are the biggest lobster grudge.
Take your third of a cup and lick it.
Whole milk.
Just pour it.
What about 3/8?
Whole milk's fine. I'm with you with whole milk, but 1% works, and probably skim would work too.
Two. And I'd like to apologize that Alton ever rolled out that lobster. Because that really must really grind
okay,
your
Alton
gears.
Alton Brown, who Rob loves and I hate, Alton Brown says how to cook a lobster. He does this thing. And he's like, and when you're preparing your lobster, take a rolling pin and squeeze the tiny little legs so you can get the meat. No, you know what you do? They're like candy. You can take one of those little legs off and you bite them open and then you suck the meat out. You don't take a rolling pin, douche, and do that. And that's I've always hated Alton Brown for that.
The best lobster advice ever actually came from your cousin Teddy to my son Robert.
Okay.
When we were actually all at the big table at your house in Maine. It was a wonderful night.
Oh, what a moment.
And Robert was learning how to eat lobster, and Teddy leaned over and said, the meat in the claw isn't very good. Give that to me.
That's an O'Meara pizza in life. That is O'Meara. That's as good as my cousin.
We should have Teddy on the show
we
soon.
Should.
So we should. We should. Teddy would love to come on. So in Maine, I think Teddy would love to come on. The thing about it is, I think, I'm not sure, I think it was Billy, my other cousin up there, who they had foreign exchange students visiting somebody, and they were from Denmark, and I think the story goes, I was not there, that Billy may have convinced the Danish foreign exchange students that the lobster tails were poisonous, and he had a and give them to him because he can eat.
I can properly dispose of these.
There are no rules in my home when it comes to lobster. That's the way. All right, so we'll take a break. We have a new feature we debuted last week. It is called Oscar's Take, and it's Oscar commenting on the news of the day. We're going to do that when we come back, and I think you're going to like it right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. No.
This week on the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
I want to pitch a competing show to CBS, The Suck. I like The Suck. They've got the chew, The Suck. That would be, be fantastic. Can you imagine, come on The Suck. You come on The Suck, but you really f*** up the food. And then they have all the same cameras. The end of the thing would be, I'd be standing there and going, well, and then here's your omelet. And then they do an overhead shot, and it would look like a dead raccoon in the road. You know.
What about a five-second rule show where everything's dropped on the floor for 5 seconds, and then people see if it still tastes good?
In the front room, and then you go to the back room camera,
yes.
And then the food has been dropped. Then the contestant who tastes the food has to guess how long it was on the floor.
That's great.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We tell you about it all the time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for you, the listener, supporting our show by shopping through our portal with Amazon. And I know we're very, very happy about that. Yes, Oscar
Mike,
Santana.
You can buy Oakley sunglasses right from our Amazon portal.
Put them on, dummy!
On MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Look at these delightful Oakley sunglasses being modeled by our own Mac. You can get these sunglasses and any other brand you wish. You can buy chocolate cake mix.
Yes.
And you can buy milk on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you happen to work for a big company, here's a little heads up. There are people that actually have shopped for themselves through Amazon, run a company where they buy business supplies, and they don't realize that if they get a great deal on Amazon, they should go through our portal because that helps us hugely. It is a big deal. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website, bookmark it, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. And you'd be astonished if you work for a major company and you're buying your paper for your office,
yes,
or you're buying office supplies, how incredibly beneficial that is for us at the show. And you get a great deal on Amazon, too. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate it. And now that's it. Thank you very much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Meara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, if you're hungover right now and you're trying to beat it by pounding Bloody Marys, first of all, have a great day. Second of all, there's bad news for you. A new study has found that the worst way to treat a hangover is to try to drink it off.
Yeah.
The researchers found that we think alcohol helps because it temporarily numbs the pain, but ultimately your symptoms are going to come back even stronger. So they're saying don't do that. Hair of the dog is not the best cure for a night of heavy drinking, and I would wonder what your take is on that.
Mike, as you know, I come from a medical family. Everyone except for my mom and myself out of five are MDs, doctors.
So three. Right.
And as a young man, I always wondered, I said, you know, this is how people get rid of their hangovers. But then I really, as I grew and matured, I realized that some people are allergic to pets, right? So hair of the dog wouldn't really work for them. right. Outside of that,
it's his take, Rob. We just had to let him go.
Okay.
I learned in Arizona that if you just do what med students do in med school when they're hungover, either get an IV bag if you have that access, or B, buy some Pedialyte and chug that.
Sure.
Pedialyte. You'll be A-okay because Pedialyte contains more electrolytes than any sports drink on the market.
Plants love them.
That's terrific.
Yeah, do that.
That is absolutely wonderful. Emma Watson Otsura has become a feminist icon. She's embraced the label. She speaks out frequently about women's issues. But did she lose her cred by posing nearly nude in Vanity Fair? There's a picture where she is wearing a crocheted shawl type thing, barely covering her breasts. And not everyone's happy about it. A British broadcaster, this lady's name is Julia Hartley Brewer, tweeted, "Emma Watson, feminism, gender wage gap. Why, oh, why am I not taken seriously? Feminism, oh, and here are my boobs." So she's dissing Emma Watson. Last year, Emma said she was conflicted while watching Beyonce's Lemonade because she thought she was putting herself in a category of a feminist when she's not, because she was giving that voyeuristic performance. So everybody's getting on Emma Watson for showing her boobs in Vanity
Fair. I think first of all, I hate this BS of social activism. People are just wrapped up in how they could point things out and make things racial or social or sexism. Get over yourself. The only thing Emma Watson is guilty of is having flapjacks and show them to the world.
Thank you. That's Oscar's take. Moving right along.
Little tiny pancakes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Papa John's is running a test in a few cities right now where you can pay a $2.99 fee so that your pizza gets made faster. They're calling it Papa Priority. Here's the quote. "There might be some situations where you would like your pizza a little faster on busy nights when there might be a longer wait due to the number of orders at the restaurant. So for $3, you get to jump the line. They're only allowing each location to take 5 priority orders per day, so it's not going to turn into an endless cycle of people paying $3 one after the other to jump the line." And I would welcome your thoughts on this particular new development.
Mike, I think this is a red flag for the pizza industry overall.
Big pizza, right.
Mm-hmm. And as they've always had kind of an issue with timeliness, right? Right. If you remember the advertising campaign, says 30 minutes or less because they were actually taking 40 to an hour, right? Right. If I have to pay for you to do your job, you're not doing your job. Bottom line. Right. And this is as bad an idea as gluten-free pizza was. And it's going to go away as gluten-free pizza has for some.
Do you think that in D.C., that it is the land of the entitled, do you think that this would take hold and everybody would try to do this?
The
in
land
DC?
Of the entitled isn't okay paying $10 for pizza. Okay. They want to pay $30.
All right. Very good. Right? All right. That's it. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
One of 8 people say they don't have any. Yeah, that's right. It's every story.
Yep.
We were going to do it.
Sure.
Put
more effort into this.
Our final story today.
Final story on what feature?
I could add it to 5. It's still a work in progress.
Sure.
So last week was 3. This week's 4. Next week might be 10.
Yeah.
1 out of 8 people, Oscar Santana, say they don't have any good friends. According to a new survey, here is the way the survey breaks out. 18% of people have 2 close friends, 18% have 3 close friends, and 6% say they have more than 10.
Mm.
So only 1 out of 8 people, that's not bad. I'm not sure. I mean, where do you weigh in on friends and how many we should have?
Quality over quantity, and I'll tell you why. Because
what is it?
It's quality over quantity.
Quality, so having
it's
a good
Oscar's
friend
take.
Is better than having... you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take. It's better to have a couple really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Mike, friendships need to be fostered and cared for. You can't
I
just
wish
come
I had
in,
better
in and out of
I
friendships.
I wish I had better friendships.
And
I really do.
And really, if you've got 2, I think that you're in a good space. If you have 8, that means you're really working towards those 8 friendships.
Yeah, or you're putting in less effort and you're spreading it 8 ways.
That case could be made as well.
Do you think that it's effort though? If you're going
you
to
always
have to nurture a friend, you have to put the effort.
And
in.
Sometimes it's one-sided, and if it's that way, that's fine. But know that the other person is really making an effort.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? How many times have you said, let's get lunch or let's get dinner sometime and no one follows up?
Yep.
That happens all the time.
Can I tell you down here what my situation is down here is that I get to a point, and Carla's better at it than I. This is me, sensitive flower again, where you offer and, like, I'll give you an example of baseball tickets. We had a game that we wanted to take, and we gave two people the options, and sometimes it's such a social environment down here that, you know, I'm like going, I think I came away from the experience going, oh, everybody's got something to do. Everybody's got
Mike,
something.
Mike, no good deed goes unpunished. Something. You're just trying to help Mike, them out, just trying to do a favor.
The only time it's okay to have quantity over quality friendships is when it comes to friends with benefits.
Yes.
Yes. Then that's of course sexual.
Bingo, bango.
Hey, there you go. That's right. hit the music, Rob. That, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that. This has been another episode of Oscars Take. Thank you very much. We will take a break and come back. Have you been? You've been out in the garden looking for some little sounds for
what
us?
Was, Mike, a lot of people don't know this, but we had a dusting of snow in Washington, D.C. this morning. And
bipolar weather up in D.C., correct?
As the little posies were poking through the snow, I was able to gather up a handful of sounds.
Oh, that's great. Friday sounds are the best sounds. They're tasty. They're always tender.
Tender.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Another weekend means another new episode of Rob Radio, so don't miss out. 7 a.m. on 97.1 The Wave, we've got a surfing hootenanny, we got a mini Elvis concert, we leave no stone unturned, and we feature a rare duet with John Lennon and Howard Cosell. Just people. Saturday morning on 97.1 FM in Ocean City or 971thewave.com worldwide. And get the app, okay? Okay, listen to Rob Radio, 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Rob Spiewak.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, the Mike O'Mara Show is headed to New Orleans, and here to tell you all about it is Napoleon.
Hey.
Cecil Day, November 4th.
Oh, I thought Napoleon Dynamite. This is the actual, the world leader.
Would you like him?
No, no, I want this guy.
Yes.
I want this guy.
Sassy Day. November 4th, 2017, The Mike O'Mara Show Live hits the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. For one show only, there are a limited number of seats available, so get your tickets right now. The show is great.
You like
it? Go, it's great. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says, TMOS Live New Orleans.
Why do you have your hand tucked in your shirt?
I have shingles.
Oh, that sucks.
Cecil Day, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic live event. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now, mon ami. We want to crest 400 by the end of the weekend. If not, Mike O'Mara will have an aneurysm. The Mike O'Mara Show, live in New Orleans. Laissez le bon interviewer.
Thank you very much,
Napoleon. Love when he comes by.
Yes, I can't feel my lips. Let's open up the, it was really soft. Let me close it again.
Thank you.
I want to turn it up louder. Thank you.
Now it's open.
Audio vote for Friday, March 3rd. Go ahead.
Do you remember the guy that sang The Devil Went Down to Georgia with his unbalanced washing machine?
Yes, it was funny.
I like that. He's actually gotten back into it, and he has a name now. His name is Aaron McAvoy, forgive me. And this is one, he did a George Michael tribute, but I know you like your AC/DC. So here is the same washing machine and the same singer. I think this is as good, if not better, because he's put a little more effort into it. That's the machine.
Thunderstruck.
Yeah. And he's banging the machine. Now, this is a risky performance because when you hit the washing machine, sometimes it balances it. He's going to lose his baseline. Yeah, don't fix it. But he did a good job, and he's got a few videos online. Check it out. I enjoyed it very much. Let's say you're a reporter in Houston, and you're doing a man-on-the-street interview with a guy about road rage, And at the end of it, you realize you're actually talking to something of a famous celebrity. A guy that even I've heard of, Adrian Peterson, wide receiver for the Vikings.
Oh, wow.
Is just walking down the street. This is funny because you get
so
to hear...
So he has no idea that it's Adrian Peterson.
Until the end, and it's great to hear the reporter make the realization.
To try to avoid any type of road rage. You know, you've seen anyone that's, you know, kind of, you know, heckling you on the road, you know, just go around them and, you know, just let them win.
Absolutely. All right, your name?
Adrian Peterson.
Wait a minute.
Idiot.
He says, are you? Yes, I am. All right.
That is awesome.
I like Adrian Peterson for being cool about it.
Yeah, and that just actually funny. Giving a valid answer that probably is going to make that guy's package.
Hey, but what a great, you know, really, and some wonderful advice that comes out. Let him win.
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful way of expressing.
That's the motto at the Vikings.
Let them win. All, you know, submit. Well, you know what? I swear to God, I'm taking that. I'm putting it in my brain. Let
awesome.
Him win.
Yeah.
See an a-hole out there. Let him win.
Let him win.
Did anyone peek in on The Voice last night?
Don't have the pleasure.
There was it was on in the background. There was a firefighter on, and the girl was arguing with Blake Shelton over who got to tutor this guy. It was the blind audition night. And
the
there
girl
was,
or one of the celebrities?
The one of the celebrity, the celebrity girl. Who is it?
There's Gwen Stefani.
It was Gwen Stefani.
The girl. Way to think it through. Who was it? Gwen Stefani.
They were going back and forth.
The
arguing.
Girl.
Well, Mike, she was a girl.
Get the paddles.
But then Blake Shelton lets go with this as he's trying to have the fireman choose him to be his mentor.
Yeah, they sing and then they fight over who's going to mentor the singers, right?
Blake, don't say this.
I want to help you hold your hose.
That was worth it.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Blake and Gwen Stefani doing the nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She held his hose.
But they highlighted at the beginning of the season as they're laying out the dynamic of this season's guests or judges.
Yeah, they had the big announcer come out with all the flashing lights. Says, Blake Shelton is dating the girl.
Who's the third wheel on the Voice? Who's
Alicia
the,
Keys.
Third?
And then the guy with the
Adam
scary
Levine.
Eyes, Adam Levine, yes.
Adam Levine.
Levine.
I think it's Levine.
I forgot there are four wheels. See, I don't watch The Voice, but I know all the celebrities.
I watched it for 2 years thinking that it was about you.
The Voice.
Hold on. Thank you, Rob.
And then Mike said,
I want to help you hold your hose.
All right.
It would have been better if he went, I want to help you hold your hose. Anyway, thank you very much.
So tonight, a new episode of From Not to Hot.
From the Not to Hot.
Yeah, that's the Mama June show. From
Honey Boo Boo. She's making the rounds now, isn't she?
Of course
she
is. And when she makes the rounds, they are round. Let me tell you.
Yeah, she'd like.
Am I right, ladies?
She'd love that cake and milk.
Well, tonight, Mike, she's getting her gastric bypass surgery.
We're using a special surgical stapler that lays three rows of titanium staples that seals as it cuts so that there is no bleeding. Show me the staple line, please. Dr. Hubbard, hold on 1 second, please. You're venting a little too much.
Oh, no!
There's a little light on this. Erica, she's stable? Gonna bleed.
So tune in tonight to see if she lives.
She got a bleed?
She's bleeding. They were venting too much, Mike.
That's scary.
There was a story yesterday that someone removed a 150-pound cyst from a lady.
Yes.
A cyst. She thought she was fat. She's like 70 years old, but it was a cyst that had grown that big. And all I can think about.
How big was it?
150 pounds.
That's like removing Adrian. Me.
That is so nasty. That is so nasty.
I was giving you the benefit.
I was thinking of Mama June. I was like, is that episode?
Could be.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Do you get the impression that when they started cutting in on her, the incision just kept going on its own like a bag of dog food?
Oh, gross. God damn it.
I'll be tuning in tonight to find out. This is something. Let us close with this. Oscar and I had a lot of fun with this yesterday, and I need to sort of paint the picture. This is another dog tape, and it is he looks like some sort of hound, like maybe a greyhound mix. And you know how some dogs, without like getting to a point where they're going to snap at you, if you mess with their ears, if you mess with their eyes, they will growl, just sort of a low guttural growl.
Oh yeah.
Well, what this owner does is uses that growl and manipulates the jaw of the dog. So while
this is a great video. Okay,
so I hope I've set it up properly. So what you've got is a growling dog.
What the owner does, the owner takes their hand and they put it over the dog's mouth and almost works it like a puppet, but the dog is growling, and then the the owner is mouthing the words, going rah rah rah.
So here's
rah,
the
rah,
dog that you dogs can talk. So this is when they're messing with the face. Face.
I want to help you hold your hose.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Love that.
Oh, thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, that's right. It's La La Land.
Mike, that music sounds great.
La La Land.
Snail mail address. Here's the address, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye. Another day of sun.
The Voice. So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
I want to help you hold your hose.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.